欢迎各位收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第29课第二讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文，下面我们为大家介绍一下这一课的内容。
Robbie 被哥哥 Richard 骂了以后，满心不高兴地回到厨房，用刀的时候一不小心把手割破了。
而 Richard 在骂了弟弟之后有些内疚，到厨房来找 Robbie， 想跟他和好。看见 Robbie 的手指流血了， Richard 就赶紧帮他止血。
然后这哥俩和好了吗？我们来听一遍整个课文。
在听课文的全文之前，我们先熟悉几个课文中的单词。
Sink， S-I-N-K， Sink， 名词，水槽、水池。
Bleed， B-L-E-E-D， Bleed， 动词，流血、出血。
Pressure， P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E， Pressure， 名词，压力、压迫。
Upstairs， U-P-S-T-A-I-R-S， Upstairs，形容词和副词，楼上的，在楼上。
Temper， T-E-M-P-E-R， Temper， 名词，脾气、情绪。
Yell， Y-E-L-L， Yell， 动词，大叫、呼喊。
Extra， E-X-T-R-A，extra， 形容词，额外的。
下面我们把课文完整的听一遍。
How was I supposed to know he was in the middle of developing some photographs? I didn't mean to ruin his pictures. And now I have to make dinner. Ouch! Oh, no. Now I've cut my finger.I guess Richard was right. I am a jerk. I opened the darkroom door and ruined his photography work, and then I cut my finger with a knife.
Robbie! Where are you?
Oh, great. I'm in here, Richard. In the kitchen.
What happened?
Nothing.
If nothing happened, why are you standing at the sink and holding your hand under the running water?
I told you nothing happened. I'm okay.
Robbie, you're bleeding.
It's only a little cut.
Here, let me see. That looks like a bad cut.
Yeah, pretty stupid, wasn't it?
Hey, forget about that. Let me put some pressure on the cut. That'll help stop the bleeding, okay? I'll try not to hurt you.
Okay.
How did you do this?
You want the truth, Richard? I wasn't paying attention. Just like you said, I was a stupid jerk.
Stop it, Robbie. Listen, I came upstairs to say I'm sorry. I lost my temper. You didn't ruin all my work.
I didn't?
Well, not all of it. You messed up the stuff I had in the developing tray, but I was able to make another print. And it's just as good as the first one.
You're not just saying that.
No, it's really just as good. I'm sorry I yelled at you.Next time, please be more careful, will you?
Okay. I'm real sorry I opened the darkroom door. I'll be more careful from now on. Honest, I will.
All right. Hey, this cut is going to need a good bandage.
Did your pictures really come out okay?
Wait till you see them. I've got 4 or 5 terrific photographs of the cattle auction in Denver.
I'm glad they're okay.I'm just sorry I made so much extra work for you.
Hey, let's just forget it. How are you making out with dinner?
Not so well, as you can see. Since no one is home tonight, either you or I will have to cook. And now with this cut on my finger...
Say no more, Robbie. Should I finish chopping the broccoli?
That'd be great. I've had enough of knives for one day.
下面我们来分段听课文。第一段是 Robbie 回到厨房，还在生气，一个人自言自语。
How was I supposed to know he was in the middle of developing some photographs? I didn't mean to ruin his pictures. And now I have to make dinner.
我怎么会知道他正在洗相片？我又不是故意要毁了他的相片。现在我还得做晚饭。
Ouch! Oh, no. Now I've cut my finger.
哎呀，坏了，我把手指割破了。
I guess Richard was right. I am a jerk. I opened the darkroom door and ruined his photography work, and then I cut my finger with a knife.
我想 Richard 说的对，我的确是个笨蛋。先是打开暗房的门，把他洗的相片毁了，然后又用刀把自己的手指割破了。
Robbie 说 How was I supposed to know? 意思是我怎么会知道？从语法的角度来看，这是个问句，但实际上它的意思是我又不知道你在印照片。
Suppose 这个词用的非常普遍，意思是应该，本来应该。比如说哥哥带着妹妹出去玩，可是看见自己的朋友就把妹妹忘了，让她乱跑。妈妈看见了就对儿子说You're supposed to take care of your little sister. 也就是你应该照顾你的小妹妹吗
In the middle of something, 或者 doing something, 正在做某件事的时候，做某件事的过程中。比如你在开会的时候，有人打电话给你，你就可以说 Sorry, I'm in the middle of a meeting. 对不起，我正在开会。
那 guess 呢，常用的意思是猜测。但是当 Robbie 说I guess Richard was right. 这里的 guess 就不是猜测，而是认为、想。比如说 ，I guess I have to leave now. 我想我现在得走了。
I guess you are right. 我想你是对的。
我们现在来听课文的第二段。Richard 从地下室的暗房出来找 Robbie。在厨房里他发现 Robbie 的手割破了。
Robbie! Where are you?
Robbie, 你在哪儿呢
Oh, great. I'm in here, Richard. In the kitchen.
嗨，这下好了，我在这儿。Richard, 在厨房。
What happened?
怎么了
Nothing.
没事儿。
If nothing happened, why are you standing at the sink and holding your hand under the running water?
如果没事儿，那你干嘛站在水池旁边，用水龙头里的水冲手指头啊
？I told you nothing happened. I'm okay.
我跟你说了，什么事儿也没有，我挺好。
从哥俩的对话可以听出来 ，Richard 想赔个不是。而 Robbie 呢，心里还有一股气。
What happened? 直接翻译呢，就是发生了什么事情。但是 What happened? 这个问句可以用的地方啊，实在太多了。要是你看见你妈妈不高兴，你可以问 What happened? 要是孩子们把家里弄得一团糟，爸妈回来以后就会问 What happened? 意思是怎么回事儿
？Run, R-U-N， 常见的意思呢是跑。Running 意思是正在跑着的，那 running water 就不是跑了，就是自来水，但是在课文里面，它是指水龙头开着不断流出来的水。
下面我们来听对话的第三段 ，Richard 在帮 Robbie 止住伤口的血。
Robbie, you're bleeding.
Robbie, 你流血了。
It's only a little cut.
只割了个小口子。
Here, let me see. That looks like a bad cut.
来，让我看看。哎呀，割的口子还挺大的。
Yeah, pretty stupid, wasn't it?
就是，又犯傻了，是不是
？Hey, forget about that. Let me put some pressure on the cut. That'll help stop the bleeding, okay? I'll try not to hurt you.
嗨，别提那事儿了，我来把伤口压住，这样就能止住血，行吗？ 我尽量不让你疼。
OK。
好。
Bleed， 意思是出血、放血。Richard 对弟弟 Robbie 说 ：“You are bleeding， 你的伤口在流血。”这里指的是真的流血，但是 bleed 这个词也可以做比喻，比如说 ，Let's make John bleed this time。
当然了，这并不是真的要把 John 打个头破血流，而是要他出钱的意思。通常在说这种话的时候，是指某个人太吝啬了，所以啊，要敲他出钱。有意思的是，在中文里也有让某某人出血的说法。商家在大甩卖的时候也会高喊“忍痛出血”。在用血来比喻钱的这一点上，看来东西方文化是不谋而合了。
就是 ，Richard 看到 Robbie 的伤口在流血，就说 ：“That looks like a bad cut。”看起来割的口子挺大。这个 look like 是一个很有用的短语，意思是看起来。比方说 ，It looks like rain， 天看起来要下雨，或者 It looks like snow， 天看起来要下雪。
Richard 对 Robbie 的伤口表示关心，显然是要和好。但是呢 ，Robbie 可没有那么容易就忘记 Richard 刚刚骂他笨蛋的事。对 Richard 的问话，他是带搭不理的，还说：“我不是笨吗？”Richard 赶紧说 ：“Forget about it。”意思是啊，算了，得了，别提那件事了。
如果和朋友一起吃完饭要抢着付钱的话呢，就可以说 ：“Oh, forget about it。”意思是算了吧，我来付。
哎，小华，那下回我们一块吃饭的时候啊，我一定提醒你说这句话。Richard 一边说好话，一边帮助 Robbie 止住手指上的流血。Robbie 消气了吗？我们接下来听课文的第四段。
How did you do this?
你怎么会割破手了？
You want the truth, Richard? I wasn't paying attention. Just like you said, I was a stupid jerk.
Richard, 你想知道实情吗？我自己没注意，就像你说的那样，我是个傻瓜笨蛋。
Stop it, Robbie. Listen.I came upstairs to say I'm sorry. I lost my temper. You didn't ruin all my work.
别说了 ，Robbie， 你听着啊，我上楼是来向你道歉的。我发了脾气，不过你也没有毁掉我所有的作品。
I didn't.
我没有。
Well, not all of it. You messed up the stuff I had in the developing tray, but I was able to make another print, and it's just as good as the first one.
没有全毁掉。你毁掉的是我还在显影盘里的相片，但是我又洗了一张，这张啊和第一张一样好。
You're not just saying that.
你不是就这么说说而已吧
？No, it's really just as good. I'm sorry I yelled at you, but next time please be more careful, will you?
不是，真的一样好。对不起啊，我刚才冲你大声嚷。不过你下次多加点小心行吗
？Okay.I'm real sorry I opened the darkroom door. I'll be more careful from now on. Honest, I will.
好，我也很对不起你，把暗房的门打开了。我以后会更小心，真的。
All right. Hey, this cut is going to need a good bandage.
好，哎，你割的这个口子得用绷带包扎一下啊。
Richard 问 Robbie, How did you do this? Do this 在这里就是指把手指给割破了。因为前面已经说了 Robbie 不小心把手指割破， Richard 就不需要在问句中重复了。
这种问句呢用的比较普遍，比如说你三下五除二帮朋友把电话修好了，朋友惊奇地问 How did you do this? 你是怎么修好的？
要是孩子把爸爸心爱的电动工具给弄坏了，爸爸会问孩子 How did you do this? 你怎么给弄坏了？在这种情况下，这个问句有可能就带有责备的意思了。
You want the truth? 你想知道实情吗？通常在说这句话之后呢，要说听话人不希望或者不愿意听到的话。比方说，一对恋人老闹别扭，小伙子一个劲儿地问姑娘是不是还爱她，姑娘就可以对他说 You want the truth? I don't love you anymore. 你想知道真情吗？我不再爱你了。
Lose one's temper. 一个人发脾气，发火了。Temper 的意思是情绪、情感、脾气。Richard 说自己发脾气了，就是 I lost my temper.
那 Robbie 呢，也自己检查自己做的错事，他用了 mess up 这个词组。Mess up 是搞坏、弄糟、搞乱的意思。那这个短语在口语中经常使用，几乎可以指任何事情。小孩把爸爸的书桌弄乱了，爸爸会说 You've messed up my desk. 朋友把你的电脑弄坏了， A friend messed up your computer.
另外呢， Robbie 还说 You're not just saying that. 你不是就这么说说而已吧，实际意思是你是为了安慰我才这样说的吧。小华，像你刚才举的例子，朋友因为把你的电脑搞坏了而感到歉意，你对他说没关系，我早就不想要这台旧电脑了，你的朋友就可以说 You're not just saying that.
我什么时候说不要这台电脑了？
接下来我们来听课文的最后一段，这一段仍然是 Richard 和 Robbie 这两兄弟在说话。
Did your pictures really come out okay?
你的照片洗出来真的都还可以吗？
Wait till you see them. I've got 4 or 5 terrific photographs of the cattle auction in Denver.
你就等着瞧吧，我有4-5张丹佛牲畜拍卖的佳作。
I'm glad they're okay. I'm just sorry I made so much extra work for you.
我很高兴照片没问题，我让你多费了那么大劲儿，真是抱歉。
Hey, let's just forget it. How are you making out with dinner?
嗨，咱们谁也别再说了。你晚饭做得怎么样了？
Not so well, as you can see. Since no one is home tonight, either you or I will have to cook. And now with this cut on my finger...
不怎么样，你也看到了，今天晚上家里没人，不是你就是我做饭。现在我把手指割破了。
Say no more, Robbie. Should I finish chopping the broccoli?
什么也别说了， Robbie. 要不我来把西兰花切了？
That'd be great. I've had enough of knives for one day.
那太好了，我今天是不想再动刀了。Robbie
问 Richard, Did your pictures really come out okay? 你的照片真的印出来还可以吗？这里的副词 really 是强调语气，相当于中文里说的真的。要是你邀请朋友来参加 party, 你可以说 I really hope you can come, 我真的希望你能来。
等到举行 party 的那天，朋友到你家了，你就可以说 I'm really glad that you can come。 当然你可以说 I'm glad you can come, but 加上 really 这个词，语气就加强了不少。
另外 ,Richard 问 Robbie, How are you making out with dinner? 你的晚饭做得怎么样了？实际上 make out 在这里的意思就是进展。
比如你可以问同学 ,How are you making out with the book report? 你的读书报告写得怎么样了？
要是一个人刚刚到一家公司去工作，你就可以问他How have you been making out at your new company?
在课文里 ,Robbie 说 I've had enough of knives for one day. 我今天动刀是动够了。Have enough of something. 对某事已经够了，烦了。I've had enough meetings today. 我今天开会开够了，我不想再开会了。
听众朋友，我们刚才对课文进行了分段讲解，下面我们再把课文完整的听一遍。
How was I supposed to know he was in the middle of developing some photographs? I didn't mean to ruin his pictures. And now I have to make dinner. Ouch! Oh, no. Now I've cut my finger.I guess Richard was right. I am a jerk. I opened the darkroom door and ruined his photography work, and then I cut my finger with a knife.
Robbie! Where are you?
Oh, great. I'm in here, Richard. In the kitchen.
What happened?
Nothing.
If nothing happened, why are you standing at the sink and holding your hand under the running water?
I told you nothing happened. I'm okay.
Robbie, you're bleeding.
It's only a little cut.
Here, let me see. That looks like a bad cut.
Yeah. Pretty stupid, wasn't it?
Hey, forget about that. Let me put some pressure on the cut. That'll help stop the bleeding, okay? I'll try not to hurt you.
Okay.
How did you do this?
You want the truth, Richard? I wasn't paying attention. Just like you said, I was a stupid jerk.
Stop it, Robbie. Listen, I came upstairs to say I'm sorry. I lost my temper. You didn't ruin all my work.
I didn't?
Well, not all of it. You messed up the stuff I had in the developing tray, but I was able to make another print. And it's just as good as the first one.
You're not just saying that.
No, it's really just as good. I'm sorry I yelled at you. But next time, please be more careful, will you?
Okay. I'm real sorry I opened the darkroom door. I'll be more careful from now on. Honest, I will.
All right. Hey, this cut is going to need a good bandage.
Did your pictures really come out okay?
Wait till you see them. I've got 4 or 5 terrific photographs of the cattle auction in Denver.
I'm glad they're okay. I'm just sorry I made so much extra work for you.
Hey, let's just forget it. How are you making out with dinner?
Not so well, as you can see. Since no one is home tonight, either you or I will have to cook. And now with this cut on my finger...
Say no more, Robbie. Should I finish chopping the broccoli?
That'd be great. I've had enough of knives for one day.
What happened to Robbie in the kitchen? He cut his finger with a knife. What did Richard try to do to Robbie? He tried to apologize and stop Robbie's bleeding. What did Richard tell Robbie about his pictures? He told Robbie not all of his work was ruined. Was Robbie still angry at Richard? No, not after Richard said sorry. Who was going to cook dinner? Richard, because Robbie cut his finger.
各位听众，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA 第29课第二讲播送完了。
如果您有问题和意见，欢迎来信。地址请寄到北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。
您也可以给我们发电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是汉语拼音的英语 @voanews.com， 英语 @voanews.com。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。
各位听众好，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋，我是杨晨。
Hello everyone, I'm Jody, and welcome to American Cafe. And Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, Yang Chen. You know what January brings, don't you?
一月份是新年的开始，人们当然是要快快乐乐地迎接新年，比如说打扮得漂漂亮亮地去参加舞会啊，走亲访友啊，还有逛街买东西等等。
Of course, but after all that is over, that's when the New Year's resolutions kick in. You know, when they start.
New Year's resolutions, 新年的决心啊，我还没想好呢。
You know, maybe we should talk about New Year's resolutions a little bit to find out, you know, what we should, give up for the new year.
对，我们还是给大家解释一下什么叫 New Year's resolution.
Good idea. Here's Chuck from Washington, D.C. with a definition of New Year's resolutions.
Well, a New Year's resolution is something that an individual chooses to do on the occasion of the new calendar year. They're starting off with a clean slate.They're sort of having a fresh beginning and are going to take the occasion of the new year to introduce, a new behavior or set some goals, or the contrary, they are going to eliminate some behavior, perhaps a vice or a bad habit, and, do their very best throughout the new year to, improve their behavior.
这个 Chuck, 他刚才说的这个 clean slate 是一个很好的词啊，你给我们解释一下是什么意思好吗？
Sure, a clean slate, and it just means a fresh beginning. You know, adding a good habit and giving up a vice or bad habit, but I'm still not sure of anything I should give up for the New Year's. What about you?
我想想看 ，a clean slate 可以解释成是从头开始。可是要说到要放弃什么坏习惯，我还真想不出来呢。你说我这么老实哈、啊，遵纪守法，那根本没什么坏习惯啊。
What? No bad habits? Are you sure? I can think of a couple bad habits you may have.
啊，可不要告诉别人啊。
Okay, we'll keep that between us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's introduce some of the people we met on New Year's Eve and hear what they were giving up for the New Year's. The first one is Jen from Boston.
那我们听听 Jen 她有什么打算。
My name is Jen, and I'm from Boston. And for 2004, I hope to be healthier, eat healthy, go out running, and relax, and find a balance in my life between work and, relaxation, take some time for myself.
Jen 说她要多跑步，这个主意倒是不错啊。
Oh, are you kidding? No thanks. I hate running. Jen can do all the running she wants. What else did Jen have to say?
她还说啊，她要在工作和这个休闲之间找到更好的平衡。
Now that sounds like a good idea, finding a balance between work and play. Here's another person. His name's John, and he has a New Year's resolution too.
好，那我们听听 John 有什么打算。
My name's John, I'm from Boston, and New Year's resolutions would be to go to the gym more.
Gym? 不行，我最不喜欢到健身房去和一大堆人一块锻炼了。
Oh, I'm with you. You know, since we don't like working out or dieting, maybe we could change a part of our behavior. Like Corby, a visitor to Washington, D.C., had many New Year's resolutions.
对，这个 Corby 呢是够贪心的哈，他说他有好几个 New Year's resolutions， 那我们听听他是怎么说的。
Resolutions for next year is to control my temper and not judge people and, to quit smoking. I will probably focus on those. They're a handful.
哦，这个 Corby 啊，他可是很有意思，他不只有一个，而是有好几个新年的决心。他坏毛病还真是不少，脾气坏，喜欢批评别人，还抽烟。哎呀，我们就没有这些毛病，所以我们其实也不用去想什么新年的决心了。
Maybe you're right. You know, we're both pretty easygoing, and neither of us smoke.
就是就是，你看我们都称得上是道德典范了，快。
Here's a woman named Terry, who explains why she gave up giving up stuff for New Year's.
好，我们听听 Terry 是怎么说的。
Most of the time it's because when I make them,they're very difficult to follow through on and complete, so I don't feel successful, and nobody likes to do failure sorts of things, so I guess I just don't do New Year's resolutions.
还是 Terry 看得开哈，他知道自己没有那种毅力要坚持下去，所以干脆也不用强求自己了。
We'll just keep on doing what we're doing.
没错，不用改变什么，喜欢做什么就去做什么。哎，太好了，这就是我的 New Year's resolution.只要我们自己高兴，我们做什么都可以。
But good luck with your New Year's resolution and have a happy New Year.
好，我们今天的时间就到了，我们下次节目再见。
See you later.